And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Kelta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Well, everyone's still trying to figure out what motivated the shooter in Vegas to murder so many innocent people. Still don't really have any answers and stuff, but there is some other stuff coming out.
What do you think? What do you think we're going to find out at the end? They're asking if he was radicalized. They're saying it could be he was just mad at something. But there's a $100,000 payment involved. There's another country involved. Was his wife or his girlfriend or whatever his partner? Like, what do you think is going to happen?
I think it's going to come out that he was just crazy.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Just crazy, mad at something, decided to take it out on poor innocent people.
There were some photos that were released yesterday of his hotel room showing his gun spread all over the room.
Wouldn't it be interesting if, in fact, he wasn't crazy and he was actually at a specific thing when each person he killed?
Oh man, that'd be even worse. No way.
Turn out each one of those people were bad people.
We also learned that he filmed himself during the shooting. He actually rigged cameras in the hallways to alert himself when the cops were closing in.
So he filmed himself or he filmed the hallway? I know he had the cameras.
I think the hallway and maybe some of himself. There was a picture of supposedly the shooter dead on the ground.
Right.
We don't know whether that's real or not, but it's pretty brutal. And there's a lot of different stuff.
There are pictures of inside the room where they show his weapons and stuff. And then the picture of him that's supposedly him is on the same carpet with his head bloody and looks like he shot himself.
We all know how good people are with Photoshop and doing that stuff. Like they can easily
I've seen my head on a hippopotamus before.
Carpet and everything. In the photos of all the guns spread out and stuff, those weren't supposed to be released. Those were leaked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, and the police were trying to figure out who leaked those photos because those weren't for like the public. You know, they didn't say, hey, here, check these out. So he filmed himself and stuff. There's no word whether the FBI has the footage or not yet. So found out that he had been accumulating his massive arsenal of guns over 20 years. So far, the authorities have found 47 firearms between the shooter's hotel room and his two homes. Mm. So 47 guns. How many you have?
A little less than that.
Yeah.
But I'm not angry or crazy.
No, not yet.
Neither was this guy.
I like to go to the range and shoot.
And so did he. The shooter's 60. That's all you got?
I like Jason Aldean's music.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He may have liked him, too. He let him live.
Yeah.
I like his music, I said, which means I like the people that go to his show.
Okay. Not necessarily. I love Slayer. Don't like the people that go and watch Slayer. The shooter's 62-year-old girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley, was in the Philippines during the shooting and was initially cleared. But the FBI says she's still a person of interest.
Why don't you come on home and talk to us?
Yeah, she's home now.
Yeah.
So they're going to be interviewing her. She arrived in Los Angeles last night. So, yeah, there's got to be something going on because that many guns in the house and explosives and all kind of stuff, you got to think, well, maybe she knows something.
Well, here, hold on. Let me just give you this first. According to my buddy Captain Nate, the Cook County Sheriff confirmed last night that picture is, in fact, the shooter and that it was leaked, that they didn't leak it out. Listen, my father has said to me in a serious way when I started buying guns, you're not in like some sort of militia, are you? That's exactly what he said to me. Just like a concerned parent.
Right.
You're not in some sort of militia, are you? And I said, no, I'm not. What I did was I bought different types of guns. Like if you look at anybody who's got a collection, they got the shotgun, then they have this gun, and they have that. And then, you know, a couple were given to me, so I've amassed quite the collection, but there are plenty of people just in my neighborhood alone of way more than I do.
Yeah, but just that word, I've amassed.
Yeah.
That's a
collection. Do you think that it should raise a red flag to my wife? Do you think my wife should be? Oh, come on. Seriously.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because in the last 2 years, you've got...
Four.
Since
my daughter was born.
You know, all this time, whatever, and then all of a sudden, this guy just goes on a rampage of guy buying guns.
Right. Well, here's the deal. I had one gun my whole adult life, and then I was given one, then Shooter's World opened, and I learned a lot more about them.
Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
You never had a bird, and then all of a sudden you had a bird, and then you had 10 birds, and then, you know, 20 birds, 30 birds,
right.
Whatever I go.
Oh, if I could trade birds to kill. Yeah.
Anything. Like, if you had anything like that, whatever. Right, if you all of a sudden you got a bunch of little toy trains, and I'm like, 30 toy trains.
What makes me crazier? What makes me crazier?
What makes you more dangerous?
No, what makes me crazier? To have a bunch of toy trains or have a bunch of guns?
Guns.
Are you playing with the toy trains, like, in the living room?
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bobby Baklava?
Right. I keep my guns in a safe, right, locked up. Mm-hmm. My neighbor's out shooting armadillos. Wow. I mean, yeah. Traveled.
Yeah, so they're going to be interviewing her. The FBI also says the shooter wired $100,000 to the Philippines last week. It's not clear if the money was for her, who it was for. Hopefully one of the things that'll help the authorities understand the motive or anything is where this $100,000 was going.
But probably knew he was going to die.
Yeah,
if she's out of the country. Yeah, let me give you this money. I'm going to go, she doesn't know, and he's like, I'm going to go do this thing. I mean, I'm assuming she doesn't know.
Yeah.
What human being could know and then just go, okay, I'm going to leave the country?
Sociopath, yeah, right? Like, a psychotic human being who just...
Or just somebody dumb. Like, you can't dismiss dumb. Like, if he said, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to kill all these people, and she's like, well, I'm leaving then. Yeah. I'm just going to leave. Right? You know, or didn't believe him. You know, that Maybe. Could be a possibility. He said he was going to do it. I didn't believe him. He never had any background of anything bad, no criminal background.
If it turned out he's got a reason for doing this, obviously he's still crazy. And she's like, well, I'm leaving the country. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
I don't want to be anywhere near you. You're crazy. And
but don't you warn someone?
But listen.
Unless you're like, yeah, unless you're dumb.
For real. Either you're dumb or you don't believe him. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's quite possible. You don't believe him. And you can't save everybody. You can't be the person, you know, like, if somebody says, well, if you leave, I'm going to kill everybody. I'm going to go and shoot all these people. I'm leaving. So, bye. What do you do? Call the cops?
I have to tell you.
No, he said he was going to kill a bunch of people if I leave.
In the last 10 years or so, I've learned to take those threats a little bit more seriously.
Sure.
When we have an ex-employee who's like, I'm going to burn the building down. I'm like, you got to tell management.
Right,
you gotta
take
that seriously.
But there's been plenty of times where people have said stuff. We've all heard stuff before, and you're like, well, all right, do what you got to do.
James, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. James.
Hey, Mike.
Yes. Hi, sir.
James, I just had a quick question for you.
All right, whenever you're ready.
I was just wondering where you went to shoot. Where's your preferred range of choice?
Shooter's World is where I go. That is the one on Fletcher Avenue in Tampa. It's... Not only is it close to my house, kind of, but it's the biggest and nicest one that I've ever been to.
And have you ever been to the Sporting Clays in Land O'Lakes?
I have. I love that place. Yeah, I'm terrible at it, but I love to go, yeah.
That's awesome. All right, have a good day, guys.
All right, pal, thank you. The Sporting Clays in Land O'Lakes, which is like off of Aaron Cutoff in the middle of nowhere, and you go out there and you do the skeet shooting, you know, like the pull, you don't have to have any experience with that and still have a ball doing it. Mm-hmm. They'll show you how to do it. They're real big on safety there. You get a golf cart. You drive out to each station. I love it. First time I ever went out there, I had no idea what was going on. You know, I think it was Sheriff G's Sporting Clays charity thing that I went out to. And then afterward, I absolutely loved it. And I've gone out since then, like with my brother, and we've done it on, you know, like on Saturdays.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I can't wait till vacation. I'll probably go. I know my neighbors wanted to go, so that's a fun time if you've never done that.
When I go, I always have to go pretty far because it's the only one that I can find that's a 1,000-yard range. I need to...
you like to get up there, right? Yeah. When you go out there, have you ever done that?
No.
You should do that.
I've never shot a gun.
Why don't you start that? Because that's completely safe. You're not hurting any animals or anything like that. You get up to the stand. And there's somebody operating the machine. They'll show you where it's going to go first.
Oh, the shooting clay thing? No,
yeah.
I think I'd rather do that, like a long-range target thing.
But
whatever. Have Spanish next to me and say 2 clicks.
He does really good in the shooting clays.
Yeah,
it's fine.
If you've never done it before and you get out there and you do pretty good, you're like, I might be good at this, you know? Then on the way out, you could see the college kids practicing for the Olympics, mm-hmm. and you're like, I should never hold a gun again. It's amazing how good they are.
You know what I love are those quick draw guys that have the six-shooter, and they barely even pull it out of the holster, and they go, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That is unbelievable how fast those guys can do that.
You can go to, there's an outdoor range in Dade City,
mm-hmm.
where you can go and you can have a spotter with the binoculars. I did that with Tom from Central Firearms.
Oh, yeah?
Awesome.
They go out there, and they'll tell you you're a little bit low and to the left, so you just adjust a little bit. That's fun.
Yeah.
You do that.
So
I will make you a shooter.
Yeah, probably not. There's a lot of terrible stuff, obviously, with the Las Vegas shooting going on. But one of the good stories that stands out, there's a 29-year-old Marine vet named Taylor Winston who was at the concert. And when the shooting started, he ran, stole a truck that was parked nearby that had the keys in it, and used it to drive almost 30 victims to the hospital.
Wow.
He made his first two trips with critically injured victims before ambulances could even arrive.
But see, so that's when I always tell people in the military or firemen or any, you know, any first responder, you're born a certain type of person.
Sure, yeah. Because a lot of people would be panicking,
right,
hiding under cars, running to save themselves, whatever. This guy goes, how can I help these people?
If he would say to me, I need your help, I'd go, okay, I'll help you.
Right, but
I'm not
going
to be the guy to think, I'm going to be the guy to go, what can I crawl under so I don't die?
Right, that's it. Yeah, exactly.
Call it selfish, but I mean, that's just how it is.
Eric Paddock, the brother of the Las Vegas shooter, gave an interview the other day, and he's sounding crazier and crazier. Uh-huh. Like, first I said, okay, well, you know, shock and all that stuff. But this guy seems a little nutso, too. We have video on Bone TV. Check this out. Here's the shooter's brother talking about this situation.
When Steve can do this, we are in deep because there's just nothing there. You find me where someone who's like Steve does this, I hope the hell they find when they do the autopsy that there's a tumor in his head or something. Because if they don't, we're all in trouble.
I get what he's saying. He's not very articulate.
I understand it. Like, he, you know, that's his brother.
Right.
And he said, hopefully there's something that just made it where he wasn't thinking like my brother anymore.
You know my brother pretty well.
Yeah.
I know your brother pretty well. If something happened with your brother, they're going to go, did you meet Calvin's brother? And I go, yeah, he must have some tumor or something. Like
right.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a guy who was happy. Now kids, and they're like, what about your brother? And I go, oh, well. He was pretty angry.
I don't know.
I mean, I can't see him hurting innocent people, but he's mad at somebody.
And Jason Aldean has canceled all three of his shows this weekend. He said, out of respect for the shooting victims, he released a new statement saying that it's time for everyone to come together and stop the hate. Of course, he said, you know, they need a little downtime and the victims.
Yeah,
and
it would be
stuff.
Disrespectful if he was like, well, it was terrible what happened. We'll see you guys in Mississippi on Friday.
Make sure you buy some merch.
Right.
So his next show will be in Tulsa.
Should sell specific merch to help the victims, though.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I know that the new Vegas Knights donated $300,000 to the relief fund already.
I know UFC put up $1 million.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of Vegas. There's a lot of money in Vegas, so they'll be well taken care of.
Right. And I saw Mandalay Bay put out a thing that said, we've been there for you in the good times. Thank you for being there for us in the bad times. So.
And I'm sure with
to everyone, you know, because I mean, like, think about it. You had good times, go to Vegas and having fun, and now people are donating money and helping and doing all this stuff. So they're saying thank you for supporting us.
I got you. I like Mandalay Bay.
Sure, yeah.
And then also, like, you know how when that happened at Ariana Grande's concert, they put on like a big show. I wouldn't be surprised if like all the country did that. You know what I mean? And even if they didn't do it in Vegas, if they did it in Nashville and then gave the proceeds something, you know, I'm sure something like that's coming.
Start putting it together, Carmen.
Yeah.
Let's go. Promote it.
I'd be out there in a flak jacket. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that's now the last place you would want to try and do anything because all those, country people with the guns on the
firing bag. Yeah. Like, I remember when, after 9/11, Madison Square Garden, they did a big musical thing where they had Billy Joel and all the bunch of that. And Howard Stern opened the show, and he came out in one of those big yellow plutonium suits. He was like, you'd never be too safe.
President Trump went to Puerto Rico to see the damage from the hurricane, and as he was tossing out rolls of paper towels and stuff, he managed to make things more awkward than they were over the weekend. I don't know if you've heard this
yet. Oh, I watched, so I've seen it all. It's ridiculous.
He says a couple things in here that you just go, wait, what? Here is President Trump talking in Puerto Rico about the hurricane.
Mick Mulvaney is here, right there, and Mick is in charge of a thing called budget. Now, I hate to tell you, Puerto Rico, but you've thrown our budget a little out of whack because we've spent a lot of money on Puerto Rico, and that's...
by having this huge hurricane come and devastate your...
Way to go, Puerto Ricans, having this hurricane come. It's your fault. So that's bad enough.
And then what he wanted to say is you're not even really part of America, and now we got to waste our budget on you.
Yeah,
well, I don't feel that way. That's what I'm saying he's saying.
Right, yeah, he might build a wall around you guys, too.
Yeah.
So that's awkward enough, and then he says another thing that makes it even worse.
Saved a lot of lives. If you look at the... every death is a horror. But if you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina...
And if you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina, they got hit with a Category 5 hurricane. The whole entire country is without power.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be... If you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina...
Although I make $14 million a year, I'm not quite a billionaire yet. I didn't finish college, and I'm admittedly not the smartest guy in the world. But let's just say I'm president for a second. Great to be here, Puerto Rico. I'm so happy that in this catastrophe that we had here, thank God we had a minimal loss of life and that we came together and worked together to make sure that that number stayed low. God forbid we'd have an event equivalent to what we had at Katrina where we lost hundreds and hundreds of lives. Thank God we even though it was a big event. Yeah, like there are so many uneducated ways to say it and still sound better than what he did.
Yeah, well, at least it's not Katrina. That was a real catastrophe.
A real catastrophe like Katrina. And you look at the tremendous hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that died. And you look at what happened here with really a storm that was just totally overpowering.
Donald Trump.
Never seen anything like this.
Hates Puerto Ricans.
Now, what is your death count as of this moment? 17?
16 certified.
16 people certified. 16 people versus in the thousands. You can be very proud of all of your people, all of our people working together. 16 versus literally thousands of people.
Yeah, 16, so that's not...
All of your people and all of our people working together. Yeah. So all of your Americans.
Uh-huh.
All our Americans. He just says some dumb stuff, man. The worst was him throwing the paper towels.
Oh, yeah.
So he went down to do like a... just kind of meet some of
people.
And they were but they were at a place where they were giving away supplies. And he just starts picking up rolls of paper towels and chucking them into the crowd. Yeah. Now, granted, I get it. He wants to be playful and he wants to kind of lighten the mood, but he comes across as this, hey, like he's throwing crackers out the seals, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know seals any crackers. I don't know what I was thinking.
I would imagine they would, though.
Yeah.
You could say fish to seals.
See, the fish is what I meant.
I think they'd have a cracker.
I think I'm hungry. I'd like a cracker right now.
Facebook now says as many as 10 million Americans may have seen one or more of the 3,300 Facebook ad variations they identified and traced to a Russian state-backed propaganda company called the Internet Research Agency. The ads in question were placed by hundreds of Russian Facebook accounts over a period of 2 years at a cost of around $100,000. 56% of impressions or actual views of the ads came after the election, while 44% came before it. A vital question, whether the purchase of the political and issue-based advertising on Facebook by Russian interest is a violation of federal law, remains unanswered.
Well, you know, I don't know. This is a new thing for us now.
Russians made Trump win?
Yeah. Well, it's like subliminal messaging.
Well, that's what I mean. It's a new thing now, a new way for them to invade, for anybody to invade your mind is to be on social media now. Speaking of social media, Swigs from the Migs and Swigs show.
Yeah.
Just posted he is live in the Good Morning America studio right now.
Oh, all right.
I wonder what they're doing there.
Tell them to go streaking across.
Come on, Swig, get up and yell.
Mock out the show.
Does he have a sword?
He always has a sword.
Yeah.
Like Deathpool. What's his name?
Yeah.
Deadpool.
An East Tennessee man is facing multiple charges after 900 rounds of ammunition and automatic weapons were discovered in his vehicle during a traffic stop. The Washington County Sheriff's Office arrested 43-year-old Scott Edmondson of Johnson City. Deputies say Edmondson was speeding, driving 55 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone when they first gave chase. When deputies turned on the lights to stop him, they say he sped up to about 80 miles per hour, but then stopped about a half a mile down the road. Deputies said they discovered his license was suspended. He was taken into custody, and while taking the inventory of his vehicle, they discovered a loaded .357 Magnum, a loaded .45 semi-automatic, a fully automatic AR rifle in 223 caliber, a fully automatic RA rifle in 308 caliber.
AR.
What am I saying?
RA.
RA. AR. Over 900 rounds of ammunition and survival equipment.
Where's he going?
I don't know. To the woods? Neither of the fully automatic rifles were registered or had serial numbers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Deputy made threats toward the arresting officer and other staff members and then lunged at investigators who tried to interview him. He was charged with speeding, felony evading, possession of prohibited weapons. He's being held without bond pending a bond hearing.
You know who's a crazy survivalist guy?
Who?
Robert Kelly.
Yeah?
Yeah. He and the interesting thing is he won't be allowed to live in my John Heffron
compound
at all. He doesn't. He just seems like a guy who'd eat all our food and not provide it. He's like, bro, I got skills. I know, and I'm like,
what does he have survival wise though?
He doesn't have any weapons, like guns wise, but he's got these special like cooking boxes and all that stuff. Yeah, he's prepared. Like,
I know that he likes gadgets. He's got a lot of electronics.
He's practicing. Like, he's going camping now, so he can practice. Yeah.
A company in Germany got a tax break for giving their employees a free breakfast for 3 years. The only thing is some plain rolls and free coffee. And the court just ruled that doesn't count as breakfast. You need cheese or spreads or something. So the company now has to pay approximately $84,000 in back taxes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they tried to get a tax break. Yeah, we need free breakfast for our employees. A guy in Minnesota was busted for reckless driving recently when he was doing motorcycle stunts on the highway, which sounds bad, not a great idea, but why do we have this story? Well, he was doing the motorcycle stunts on the highway dressed in a full panda costume. Whenever the cops stopped him, he told the cops he was trying to go viral.
Of course he was.
Yeah, here's a picture.
Oh, he got it?
Yeah, the panda on the motorcycle.
That's great.
See, if he would have done it in one of those T-Rex costumes, that would have been way better.
Much cooler. Although, I got to tell you, I see a panda on a motorcycle, I'm like, that's cute.
That's pretty cool.
That's adorable.
I saw a guy the other day on the bridge with his hands down doing wheelies and all that stuff, and I thought, I don't care. I don't care how fast he goes, and I don't care if he flips over. Like, if he flipped over, I'd go,
you deserved it.
But my fear is always they do a trick and they wipe out in front of me, and I don't have the reaction speed, and then I end up running him over and dealing the death blow, and then I got to deal with that for the rest of my life.
I'll be all right. Rob, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hi, sir.
Hey, I got a question for you. What happens to all the money of this multimillionaire massacre shooter in Vegas? What happens to all his millions of dollars?
I mean, I would imagine maybe his girlfriend, or does he have a, we don't know if he has a will. We don't know we don't know what his situation was. There's even rumors now that his girlfriend was actually his wife, that they had gotten married, and the brother said he didn't even know about it.
Wow. I think that they should take all his millions of dollars and donate it to the families or the loved ones and donate it to people who need the medical bills.
Sure. Sure, that would be nice. Yes,
I read that he was a millionaire, but he had lost a lot of it.
I think that's one of the theories, is that perhaps he was over his head, and that's why he went on the shooting spree. I don't know. Ron, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Morning, Mike.
What's up, buddy? Thank you.
Hey, did you, any of you guys see the video of the cab driver that pulled into Mandalay Bay?
No.
Oh, he actually caught the shooter, which was not at the 32nd floor. It was actually lower. And he had picked up a bunch of people in front of the venue after they'd been shot. And one girl had like a broken leg or something. And he actually loaded them all up. And they were all freaking out. It was like crazy. You can go check it out.
Yeah, I've seen so many videos in the last couple of days. I don't know if I've seen
it. Yeah, what do you mean he caught him? It's on video or something?
He was actually, he had his phone running the whole time because he was talking to his dispatcher. And he was trying to figure out what was going on. And because he could hear the gunshots. Well, actually, the dispatcher told him that there was something going on, and he needed to get out of there. And as he was leaving, he caught the flashes coming out of like a four-story window.
Well, that's the one. I think that's where they said there could be a second shooter, right. And then they said it was a flashlight. I did see that video. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they were saying that there was somebody, because they didn't know what floor it was on,
right?
And that was flashlight of them going up to see. So we don't know. We'll find out. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Someone in La Crosse, Wisconsin, called 911 around 3:25 a.m. on Monday because she had been woken up by loud sex noises coming from a car parked in the front of their house.
Yeah.
Cops came, walked up to the gold Pontiac Grand Am, and noticed the windows were fogged up and the car was rocking. Guess what the cop did?
He went a knocking.
He went a knocking.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're not supposed to, but you're a cop, so you kind of have to and stuff. But 21-year-old Bailey Putkermy, who's a male, and 20-year-old Emily Scott didn't stop. The cop waited about 5 minutes, but when they were still going at it inside the car, he finally shined his flashlight and told them they needed to get out. Bailey was very angry and told the cop that he was C-blocking him, mm-hmm. and he was, quote, giving him blue balls. they were both arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior, and Bailey was also charged with disorderly conduct.
You know, they're in the car.
Yeah. 21, 20 years. Yeah, but they're making loud, so loud at 3 o'clock in the morning that you're waking up the people in the house.
Man, that's
you know,
sex
no way. Yeah. I think this person just saw and was like, not on my front porch.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Jealous.
Yeah, I'd go out in video.
Right?
I'd be like, hey, what's up? What's going on? Yeah, I'll put a panda suit on. A 33-year-old guy from Mississippi got pulled over the other day. When police searched his car, they found drugs, some stolen mail.
Yeah.
And about $165 worth of tasty cakes and honey buns.
Ooh.
Yeah. What was this guy going to do? Listen.
Not Dr. Hershon.
I'd way rather hang out with this guy than the other guy that had all the guns and ammunition.
Yeah, the guy that had tasty cakes.
Yeah, it just sounds fun. A rugby team from Wales went to visit a big cat preserve in South Africa. Some of the players
decided
it would be a good idea to try and pet the lions.
Yep.
Guess what happened?
The lion ate them.
We have video right up on Bone TV. Good. Check this out. Here we go.
Can you move on me back?
Yeah, they'll thank you. Oh!
How bad is it?
Bye-bye. All right. Quentin?
Yes.
I'll just take him quickly for first aid.
Yeah. Oof. Look how calm they are. Yeah, just take them for first aid.
I want to see the arm.
Yeah, I don't think they actually show, but if Joey, you can go back, watch how this line, like how
play
dumb
the gang
are you?
Because I want to hear, listen to that line. Oh.
Listen though, watch whenever he goes to pet him. If that lion wanted to hold on to that
absolutely.
Guy, he held out. He just kind of bit him and was like,
he was playing with him.
Let me see what's going on.
He was playing with him because he just kind of paused him a little bit. But now, on the other hand, if you get a scar that goes from the middle of your arm to your wrist for the rest of your life, somebody says, what happened to your arm? Lion attacked me. That's pretty good.
I had seen this on social media, and the coach was like, I can't believe we have to have this press conference, but one of our guys got bit by a lion. Like, you know, this usually doesn't happen. Jim Carrey is on a new episode of Norm MacDonald's podcast, and he talked about the time when he found out that Tommy Lee Jones hates him. You know, they did the Batman movie together whenever he was Two-Face and he was Riddler. Here is Jim Carrey talking about the situation.
It was at a restaurant, and the maitre d' said, oh, Tommy, I hear you're working with Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah. He's over in the corner having dinner. And I said, oh, yeah, great. I went over, and I said, hey, Tommy, how you doing? Like that, and the blood just drained from his face. like he had been thinking about me 24
You'd
hours.
You'd already done the movie.
He was just... No, it was before the biggest scene we have together in the movie, and the blood just drained from his face, and he started shaking, and he got up and he went like this. He must have been in mid kill me fantasy or something like that. He was like like this, and he went like to hug me, and he said, I hate you. I really don't like you. And I said, gee, man, what's the problem? And I pulled up a chair, which probably wasn't smart. And he said, I cannot sanction your buffoonery.
I cannot sanction your buffoonery.
Which makes me like Tommy Lee Jones even more.
Yeah. You know, Tommy Lee Jones is like, I'm a goddamn actor. First off, I have to put this stupid Two-Face thing on. There's this stupid Riddler guy.
I cannot sanction your buffoonery.
Yeah.
That's my new thing for you, Spanish.
Okay.
I don't hate you. I just can't sanction your buffoonery.
So, remember Amanda Bynes. So, Amanda Bynes was
crazy Amanda Bynes.
She was really cute, and she had the show, and then she stopped doing the show, and you're like, oh, well, she's rich. She did a child actor and stuff. And then she started going a little crazy and stuff. She's been away for a little while. Haven't seen her.
Pierced her face, right?
Yeah, she had her face all weird.
Face pierced and was wearing wigs out in public and stuff.
Saying she wanted Drake to murder her.
Yeah, her stuff, parts. Yeah. She's 31 years old now, and she was spotted at a Ralph's grocery store in Los Angeles on Saturday. How's Amanda Bynes looking, you think? Well, put up the picture of the good Amanda Bynes when she was younger.
God damn, she's hot.
Yeah, she looked great there.
Let me see the younger Amanda Bynes. Yeah, she used to bang, what's his name?
Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane, yeah.
So now she's 31. You think she's back to looking good? You think she's bad? What's going on?
My bet is that she's had so much plastic surgery, she looks insanely weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Spanish, good or bad?
I think it's going to be terrible.
Terrible?
Yeah.
Carmen, good or bad?
Bad.
Bad.
Real
Nobody
bad.
Thinks she's going to turn it around.
Face piercing. Once you get face piercings, you can't come back from that.
Let's see a little bit of Amanda Bynes at Ralph's. Oh!
I have to tell you, though, a little bit heavy, but a lot better plastic surgery-wise than I thought it was going to be. A
little bit heavy?
Yeah, looks like she's four times.
I'd rather eat herself out than you do all the drugs. You know what I mean?
Eat a lot, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I'd rather her eat herself fat than OD, you know?
I don't know. That picture, I kind of, maybe a little more drugs.
Look at the escalator picture.
Frump. Frumpy.
That's sad. That makes me feel sad for her. So obviously, she just has crazy psychological
issues. Well, didn't she have a big blowout with like her parents and stuff when she was younger?
I think so, yeah. It always seems like child actors really have a problem, you know? That seems to be.
Well, okay, so let me explain that to you. Because I often think about this in case my kids ever wanted to do it. If you want... What are you laughing at? If my son wanted to be an actor, okay? So he has to be... he goes on an audition and they cast him for a movie with Robert De Niro. And it ends up being the biggest movie of the year. So he has to, as a requirement, has to do press, has to go to Europe for that, has to go to Japan for the rest of the... He's a minor. I have to go with him for all these things. I now have to quit my job to go with him to do these things.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Or my wife has to quit her job to go do it, or whatever the case may be. And then there's certain rules that they have to follow where they have to have tutors on set. I mean, we have to make sure this kid still grows up and goes to school. And then after that movie, because the movie was such a success, is now in high demand to do other movies and TV shows. And you can't let an 11-year-old to go do these things by yourself. So you have to leave your job to go do that. Now, this 11-year-old has $2 million in the bank, okay, which you think is great, but you don't have a job, and you have an 11-year-old with $2 million in the bank, and you guys live in a two-bedroom apartment, and the 11-year-old is like, I'd like to have a bigger house. I want to buy a house. And you're like, we don't have the money. You have all the money because we dedicated that to you, our time to you. And well, the kid's like, take my money, family. Let's go buy a house and be together because he's 11. Then he's 18 and he wants to buy a Lamborghini and they're like, well, you don't really have the money because you bought your parents a house and my parents, screw them. Mm. And that's when they become dicks to their parents and they're like, I don't want to have anything to do with it and they stole all my money. We didn't steal your money. We gave up our lives to help you out and now you're 18 and you're just kicking us to the curb and we don't have anything now because we stopped for you. That's where I think the problems come from.
Well, let me put this scenario out to you. So they're garbage parents, and they have a kid, and the kid's like 3 years old or 4 years old, and people are like, God, that kid should be in commercials or something. That's such a charismatic, good-looking kid. And then they just see dollar signs, and they're like, meal ticket. And all they do is dance and sing and
that's
do it.
That's terrible.
And go, and then make us money.
Pageant moms.
And they take all the money.
Yeah, pageant moms and those sort of people like that don't care about the kid's well-being and just want to gain some money out of the deal. Sure, that's terrible.
Or poor what's-her-name from Modern Family. All she wants to do is wear short shorts and
Carry on with her.
You know what, you know how much I love her and how attracted I am to her, but yesterday I watched an old Modern Family where she was like,
oh, yeah, don't do that,
I just went, look how little chubby and adorable she was.
Yeah,
big difference.
You can't Benjamin Button it.
Nope.
Yeah, don't do that.
Definitely can't.
Is that the proper phrase for that?
Yeah, don't Benjamin Button it. You know, Frank Vincent died a couple weeks ago.
He went and got his shine box.
Yeah, now we lost another good fella. We have some video on Bone TV and some audio here. Joey, if you want to show that.
Don't buy wigs that come off at the wrong time.
Maury's
wigs don't come off, even underwater. And remember, Maury's wigs are tested against hurricane winds.
Henry, you're a good kid. I've been good to you, you've been good to me, but there's something quite unreasonable going on here. Jim's being an
unconscionable.
Okay, give him 8-5 on Cleveland. Look, I never had to pay the vigorous debt he demands. Am I something special? What am I, a schmuck on wheels?
Maury, please. I don't think I've loved De Niro any more than in that when he goes back there and wraps the cord around him, and then Ray Liotta's laughing right at his face as he's getting choked out.
Because he's choking him and his wig is falling off while it's happening.
Chuck Lowe, who famously played Maury Kessler, died at the age of 89 years old. Lowe was actually a close friend of Robert De Niro. He was his landlord when he first got into acting and eventually co-starred with him in Goodfellas. He reportedly died in a nursing home in New Jersey on September 18th.
It just goes to show you, acting's not that hard. My landlord.
Yeah. Having served 30 years in the service, he got full military honors. Lowe's most memorable role came as Maury from Maury's Wigs, Fame, and Goodfellas. He was also in The Sopranos, Send of a Woman, a few other stuff. Chuck Lowe, dead at the age of 89.
Poor Maury. Yeah. But, you know, great character, great movie.
What am I, a schmuck on wheels? That's so great.
Oh, Henry is it's the best. It's the best movie.
My money. Yeah. Jared Leto will play Hugh Hefner in a movie. Oh, they move fast, man. He dies. Let's make it happen. Director Brett Ratner says that Leto actually sought out the part because he wanted to, quote, understand Hugh.
Brett Ratner and Jared Leto will make a good movie together. Jared Leto is like the poor man's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, but way better looking.
And a good actor. Yeah, I'm just saying, what? But he's as far
Jared
as...
Jared Leto isn't better looking than Leonardo DiCaprio?
I do not think
no.
so.
No.
Well, if you clean them both up. Like, when you see DiCaprio up there in his suit, and you're like, all right, now he
that's
looks
a good-looking man.
The only right, thing but Jared, with the long hair, is a little skeevy.
Ew.
DiCaprio, puffy face, now, all boozing yeah. it up and stuff and everything. Jared Leto comes in with abs, no matter what.
You show me that's Jared Leto from... No. You show me Jared Leto from My So-Called Life. What was
yeah.
his
oh,
name?
Oh, yeah, Jordan.
Jordan.
Come on.
Jordan Catalano.
Yeah.
Jared Leto is way hotter than Leonardo DiCaprio from Family Ties.
Family Ties.
Oh, my
is
God.
So good.
Look at him. He's so dreamy with the
I got to think that girls think he's more attractive than Leonardo.
I don't know.
They're both pretty handsome.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure that they're not mad at either of them.
I don't see any stories of Jared Leto leading, you know, a gaggle of women into his hotel
Models.
Room like Leonardo
yeah.
DiCaprio.
He keeps it on the hush hush.
Yes. Yeah. But you know what? So did DiCaprio, and then they started bothering him. You never hear any women complaining about DiCaprio, but you do
right?
hear stories about him with tons of hot models. Yes.
You did the J-Lo Gwen poll. The other day, why don't we do a Leo Leto poll?
Because we're not queer. No, seriously, that J-Lo Gwen thing was almost down the middle, with leaning a little towards J-Lo.
Yeah,
yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's not my type.
Skinny.
Like he should be playing one of the Allman Brothers in a movie. You know, what is he wearing? Is he wearing a skirt backwards?
Whatever he wants. Yeah. He's super
whatever
cool.
Whatever he wants. What does he mean he wants to understand Hugh Hefner? Can't he just, like, read a biography?
He's an actor.
Yeah, he wants to see where he was.
Okay.
I think Jake Gyllenhaal would be a better Hugh Hefner.
Oh, no.
I do.
They're the same person to me.
Oh, she's undergo a transformation there?
I think Jake Gyllenhaal and that Scott Disick guy are the same person. Right? Jared Leto's got cool hair.
He does have cool hair. I'll give you that.
No, he's changing it. He's wearing weird stuff.
He was a joker.
He was a lady.
It was all good. Runner Joseph Urban cooled off a bit right before he crossed the finish line at the marathon in Slovakia last weekend. It's unclear if Urban knew what was going on, but he did finish in 10th place. We have some video. Check this out. If you look up on Bone TV, here is Jordan or Joseph running. Look, Mike. If you can see something in his shorts area. Yep, that is his wiener and testicles flopping around. Yeah. I think he gets
did
a little...
he know?
No. Look at it. Look. Hey!
Look, the people holding their hand up, they're like taking their hand away really quick.
Look at that.
Oh, he's got to know.
That is fully out.
Yeah.
That is full on all the way out.
And you don't think he knows?
I don't think he knows.
Like, yeah, Joseph.
The guy just sprinted 26 miles.
Yeah.
Probably can't even feel anything below his waist.
Look, they run over to me. Joseph, your vena is hanging out.
Your vena schnitzel is out of your pants.
Great news. You finished 10th. Oh. It's the best time you've ever placed in a marathon. Horrible news. You're going to live on the internet forever.
Yeah. He's got a pretty impressive wiener. I wouldn't care about that.
You know how you wanted to be a famous runner? Guess what? You are.
You did it.
Yeah, so he got 10th place in there. And finally, I don't know whether you guys know this or not, today is...
I know it.
National...
Cinnamon?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Nope.
What?
National
Hug Day.
Taco Day! A website called National Today ran a survey about the love of tacos and celebrating. They found out that 95% of Americans say they like tacos.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tacos. Bring the community together.
With build the wall.
76% of us eat tacos at least once every few weeks. The most popular taco filling is what?
Beef. Ground beef.
Beef. Ground beef.
Shredded chicken.
Shredded chicken. Yeah. Pork. Carne asada.
Yeah. Ooh, same thing.
That is steak to you, gringos. The rest of the most popular are barbacoa.
Oh,
chicken.
I need to bite the barbacoa out of your hand.
Yeah. Pork.
Oh, yeah.
Chorizo pork sausage.
Oh, that's good.
And veggies. Mm. And finally, 72% prefer tacos over burritos.
Crunchy tacos? I'm assuming, right? Crunchy tacos?
I would imagine, yeah. Yeah,
crunchy taco's nice. That crunch is good.
You put a crunchy taco or a burrito, they're both fine by me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
both fine by me.
I enjoy the crunch of the taco.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But it's like potatoes. Baked potato, agreed. Good. Mashed potato, good.
Twice baked potato,
all
great.
Rotten. Yeah, bring it on.
I'm drinking coffee with no cream in it right now. Uh-huh. All right. I would eat the wrapper from a Taco Bell right now.
Right.
And I'm not even hungry. It's just all this talk about tacos.
Yeah, well, it's National Taco Day, so.
Yeah. Load it up.
I'd let everybody know.
Thank you. It's
sour
also
cream? Sour cream on the taco?
Yes, please.
Lettuce, cold lettuce, cold tomatoes.
Dice. Oh,
so even tomatoes. The cabbage.
No tomatoes.
What kind of cheese?
I prefer cheddar.
Cheddar?
Yeah.
Cheddar.
Sharp cheddar.
Sharp cheddar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. You should go out for tacos. You seem to enjoy the same thing. All right? Yeah. That's good stuff.
So good.
Yeah. Best tacos. Where?
Best tacos. I have not been to Lolly's, right? Is it Lolly's? Lolly's?
Lolly, yeah.
I have not been there.
I would not say that I have not. I don't recall having tacos from there, although their other food is great. Tostadas. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of best tacos.
There's a bunch of authentic Mexican restaurants in Plant City that are phenomenal.
Really?
Like, you go in there and, like, the
people,
no one there speaks English.
Right, because there's a lot of Mexican people out there.
For the strawberries.
For the strawberries, yeah.
Right.
There is Viardas.
Vallarta's. That place is good.
The one right there in Carrollwood, though, on Dale Mabry.
Yeah.
So good. And I'm pretty sure Pete's brother is the owner.
Might be true.
The guy looks just like Pete.
Carmen, you're my buddy Kenny, Kenny the barber, Kenny Suarez. He, Kenny's a drummer, so he was on tour and he lived in L.A. for a while. And you know how you tell people be like, people ask me all the time, I'm going to New York. Where should I go eat? I always tell them, go to Wohop. You want the best Sbarro's. Chinese food you're ever going to have. Yeah. That's the thing. But you really want to know somebody at Kenny's, like, if you go back to LA, I'm going to tell you where to go for good Mexican food.
Yes.
That's actually one that I'm going to follow through. Next time I go to LA, I'm going to go to where he said to go to Mexican food.
Yeah.
Oy, I hope it's 40-something days from now.
I need you to do that for me for New York, because I've never been to New York City, and we're going for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I need you to give me, like, a little map of, like, five places to go to.
Okay.
Deal?
Food-wise?
Food, or just something to do, like, just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, because
sex
know.
Sex clubs?
Yeah. Broadway play?
Broadway plays, anything, really. Yeah. I just kind of want to, I've never
you
been.
You do want to go see a Broadway play.
It's cool,
Yeah.
And do that, prepare that, buy that before you go.
Okay. You definitely want to go to, the square, the...
Times Square.
Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Rite Aid in there. The coldest beverages.
Open 24 hours.
Oh, it's so nice.
We'll get our water from there.
Yeah, the Starbucks.
Lighting in there.
You'll like it.
I don't know if you've heard of Wendy's before. They have a Wendy's there.
They have New York's best coffee.
What about Domino's? Go to Domino's.
No,
there.
They don't.
They
don't.